like to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order. It's nice to see you all this morning. Representative Johnson, excuse me, Benson.
Either Benson. Whatever. It's son of someone, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'd like to move the minutes for Wednesday, May 1st.
Representative Benson, John, moves the minutes. And is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. Members, I'm going to move the proposed calendar of the day that is in your packet. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. And that motion is adopted. I want to let people know that we are going to go into recess, and we're going to come back and take care of the rest of the agenda after session. There are a couple of bills that we need to still get in the packet, and until we have them in the packet, I prefer not to proceed. So at this time, we're in recess until the call of the chair, but expect at the end of session that we'll come back. Are there any questions about that?
Madam Chair, did you just say the end of session or during after the recess?
I think at the end of session.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then with that, we're in recess, members. Thank you.
Just to be fair, Representative Dean. One piece of housekeeping. I'd like to move that we strike a bill from the calendar that we adopted earlier because it's not ready for the floor. So this is the Atkins bill that we moved earlier today. So I move to strike House File 854 from the calendar for the day for Monday, May 6th. Does anybody have any questions about that motion? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. The first order of business is House File 1510, Representative Nelson's bill that came back from the floor. Representative Nelson, if you could just give us an update on the status of the bill, we would like to move this back to the General Register.
Madam Chair and members, there was a couple questions that night, and it was a late night after a long session, and there was a couple questions that got raised, and right after we adjourned, I looked it back up and I got the answers to them. One of the questions was Representative Holberg asked about data practices, and if you look at the bill as it's drafted, it's got the beginning part of Section 383B-158, well, the second half of 383B that continues in the statute, if you look under Subdivision 4 Procedures and Statute, and number 6 in that is establishing safeguards during procurement processes to preserve confidential information and proprietary information supplied by those submitting proposals in accordance with Chapter 13. So Chapter 13 is covered by the bill, and that was Representative Holberg's question. It's already in existing language in the statute that this is covered by. The second question had to do with in the bill, line 3.34, having to do with they were changing in the phase of the county board considering the recommendations, the design build, they shall adopt a short list of not, and they're striking out at least three, but it reads not more than two. And the reason for that is the reason for the bill in itself is we're trying to adopt, Hennepin County wants to adopt the same language as MnDOT has, and that is the current MnDOT statute in 161.3426 in their design build statute. So the language is identical to that. And in the meantime between that, a couple people of Representative Holberg and Representative Beard have asked, why do we just don't adopt, put in the statute, just, well, we're going to use the MnDOT statute? Well, if we do that, that might save Hennepin County a lot of money because there's 31 some references here about Hennepin County's technical review committee and the county, you know, county throughout this the bill here as we're adopting the language. And if we just reference the MnDOT language, MnDOT commissioner would be doing that, not the county board. MnDOT selection committee would be doing the selecting, not the Hennepin County selecting committee. So the cost would be transferred to MnDOT. And while the county might like that, it would take money out of the gas tax dollars, and I don't think we want to do that. So that's why the bill isn't, why it's, the language is in a separate statute referred to Hennepin County. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Thanks, Representative Nelson. And just to get the motion in order, I move that House File 1510 be passed and sent to the General Register. Are there questions? Representative Dean.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, you said on 3.34 there was striking the lines, striking at least three, but no more than, it reads no more than five. You said no more than two.
Well, no, I,
what did, can you clarify that?
Madam Chair, I guess I may have misspoke there. What I said, what I meant to say there is, there was some question that should be two, or up farther up on line 3.18, they're striking three and putting in two, and down here they're striking at least three, and it's just no more than five. And that's the, again, that's the exact, both those sections are the exact languages of the MnDOT statute and their MnDOT design build practices. And there was some question, shouldn't that be two instead of zero or one? But that's the way the MnDOT statute is. And again, that's so that the reason why we're trying to coordinate these is so that contractors who are bidding on this work have one procedure to follow with the county and with the state, and it saves confusion and it cuts down on red tape for our contractors.
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Nelson. Have you talked to Representative Holberg, and is she okay with things since our conversation on the floor?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Dowd, yes. I've talked to her, and the lobbyist from the county, Bill Schreiber, has talked to her and pointed it out to her, and she's satisfied with it. At least she told me yesterday she was satisfied with it.
Are there any other questions? Seeing no, Representative Dean.
I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Madam Chair and Representative Nelson, I just want to make sure that I understand the intention of this, that this is drafted correctly. Recommendations from the design build selection panel shall adopt a short list of, you're striking at least three, so it will read no more than five, but it could be one firm. That's the intention that you have?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Dean, yes, that is, because that's the same exact language as in the MnDOT process for that part of the process is the same as the MnDOT process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dean. Are there any other questions? Seeing no further questions, I renew my motion that House File 1510 be passed and sent to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Thank you, Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming back to the Rules Committee. Next, I would like to take up Representative Mahoney's bill, as he was here first. Representative Mahoney, welcome to the committee. And I would like to move that Rule 2.03 of the joint rules be waived and that House File 1359 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Representative Mahoney, welcome to the committee, and if you could just let the committee know why we're here and why this didn't meet deadline, that would be helpful.
This bill, House File 1359, has been through the process and was on the floor, was returned to the Jobs and Economic Development Committee for the simple fact that we have a work comp advisory council. They've been trying to come to an agreement. They missed deadline coming to the agreement. They finally did come to an agreement, and they brought this particular amendment, it's now attached to the bill, to the committee. Both labor and business agreed to the amendment. We put this on 1359, and we want to take it back to the Ways and Means to address the study language, which will be money coming out of the work comp system, and then they have peace on the prairie, so to speak, except for one or two people or groups.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. Are there questions? Seeing no questions, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those that no, and that motion is adopted. Thank you for coming to the committee, Representative Mahoney. Representative Winkler. And as you're approaching, Representative Winkler, I move that Rule 2.03 of the joint rules be waived and that House File 863 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Welcome to the committee, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's nice to be back to the Rules Committee again, Representative Dean. And members, this is the campaign finance bill. It was approved yesterday unanimously in the State Government Finance Committee after an amendment that I opposed but supported by Coalition of Minnesota Businesses and the MCCL was adopted. And so, members, I think this is a fairly bipartisan bill that increases some of the contribution and expenditure limits for candidates, but also significantly increases the disclosure required for campaigns in Minnesota. It's the bill supported by the Campaign Finance Board, and so it's late in coming because we were trying to negotiate something on the language of the amendment that was adopted yesterday. The negotiations weren't successful, but my opponents were.
Thank you, Representative Winkler. Are there any questions? Is there any discussion? Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Hi, Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Always a pleasure. I thought I would ask my standard, and nothing against Representative Winkler or his bill or Representative Mahoney or his bill. Are we going to have more bills where we're going to be waiving 2.03? I mean, we continue to have a lot of these, and I know sometimes there are reasons, but it gets me, being on the Rules Committee for a long time, it's a process. Just gives me a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling that we're continuing to have to waive this rule so often. And Representative Winkler, it's not a question for you or a reflection on you, but Madam Chair, if you could shed any light, I'd appreciate it.
Thanks, Representative Hoppe, and I appreciate your question every time. And you know, we're nearing the end of the session, and I don't anticipate or see right at this point another bill coming forward, but I can't promise it because I don't want to break my promise. So, you know, we've judged these on a case-by-case basis using our judgment, and I appreciate your tolerance.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome, Representative Hoppe. Are there any other questions? Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion on Representative Winkler's House File 863. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. And with that, members, we are adjourned. You.